This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news today that the chief financial officer of the global financial giant Barclays is stepping down due to health problems. Normally, we might not mention a change in the number three corporate spot, except that we happen to have an interview already about what to do when a CFO suddenly goes. Paul Oman is a partner with BOI Consulting, a firm that can get you a temp CFO quick as a trick. Mr. Oman, good morning.
Good morning.
So help me understand this. Have Excel spreadsheet will travel, a hired financial gun?
That's pretty accurate. We parachute in when a company's in turmoil or transition or just wants to really understand itself better.
It seems like a big job, though. The chief financial officer at many companies, that's her signature on the company checks, access to bank accounts. You're going to let a temp get access to that?
Well, in some cases, you don't have a whole lot of choice. In the aspect that a CFO has vacated their position, you've got to do something, and fast. Part of our approach includes keeping the appropriate checks and balances. We've been in situations where the prior CFO has left because there has been some sort of misappropriation of funds or, you know, we say the four-letter word of fraud. And we've been able to come into those situations and help them to put the proper controls in place so that no one person can cause detrimental harm to the company.
Now, if a CEO, chief executive officer, goes away suddenly, companies often pick a deputy or maybe a board member to step in. Why not do that with the chief financial officer?
And sometimes that's a viable solution. A lot of times, though, with the CFO position, it's pretty technical. You've got several different types of CFOs, your strategic guys or your technical accounting guys or your fundraising guys. We can provide people to fit that exact niche that you're looking for so you don't have to rely on that secondary guy who might not quite be there yet.
So I'm getting a sense from you that you haven't lived a full life running a business till the moment you wake up one morning without a chief financial officer. I mean, that is a headache.
It is. The world out there needs to know that somebody is there with a plan and that somebody, especially controlling the money, has got the ability to keep an even keel and align on steady growth.
Paul Oman is at the Texas-based BOI Consulting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.